Hey, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. It's so good to have you with me this morning. We are at Proverbs chapter 6. Why don't we go ahead and have some coffee? We'll pray and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your Word. Lord, we pray that as we read your Word, you would teach us your wisdom. We pray that we would listen to these things and that you by your Holy Spirit would apply it to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 20 through 29. Let's go ahead and read together this morning. My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. When you awake, they will speak with you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the light, and the law a light. Reproof of instruction are the way of life, to keep you from the evil woman, from the flattering tongue of a seductress. Do not lust after her beauty in your heart, nor let her allure you with her eyelids. For by means of a harlot, a man is reduced to a crust of bread. And an adulteress will prey upon his precious life. Can a man take fire to his bosom, and his clothes not be burned? Can one walk on hot coals, and his feet not be seared? So is he who goes into his neighbor's wife. Whoever touches her shall not be innocent. Well, we need to ask ourselves, A, what is this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do in response to it? So A, what is this about? This is a father telling his son again, hey boy, listen up. Listen to your mom. Listen to your dad. You need to take the commands we give you and you need to tie them on your heart. We've instructed you. You need to bind them around your neck, right? This doesn't mean you literally make a necklace. You write down everything your dad said and you weave it into ropes and you put it on your, no, that's not what it's talking about. But it's this figurative language, right? Listen to what we're telling you and take it to heart. Live it in your life. It's good for you. You need it in your life. And where is this instruction coming from? It's coming from the command is a lamp and the law a light. Reproof and instruction are the way of life. We're instructing you. We're reproving you. We're directing you. We're saying, no, don't go here. No, don't go here. Here's the narrow road. Walk in this way. Because this is where the law says. This is what God has said. This is what the Torah commands. And what is the command, young man, that you need to take to heart right now? Don't commit adultery, right? This is a sixth commandment. Do not commit adultery. Just stay far away from the immoral woman, right? What does it say? Do not lust after her beauty in your heart, nor let her allure you with her eyelids. Right? She might look beautiful, but son, this starts in the heart. It starts with your eyes. Right? This is exactly what Jesus said, that if a man looks at a woman lustfully, with his eyes, he's already committed adultery in his heart. Son, it starts with controlling your eyes. It starts with knowing your heart. Stay far away from her. She might look beautiful, but I'm telling you, boy, it's going to end badly. You can't hold a fire next to your chest and not get burned. You can't walk across hot coals and not have your feet seared. Son, do you want to have a strong kingdom? Stay far away from that woman. Not just in your actions, but even in your heart. Son, do you want to have a good marriage? Stay far away from that seductress woman. Don't go near her. She'll consume your life. It will ruin your life. I'm telling you, boy, listen up. This is what God is telling us today. Right? If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out. For it's better for you to enter into heaven maimed than to have both of your body parts and go into hell. Right, that's exactly what the last part says. So is he who goes into his neighbor's wife. Whoever touches her shall not be innocent. What does the scripture say? No adulterer shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Right now, we can go into the theological implications of that with what Jesus says, that all sin will be forgiven except for that of blaspheming the Holy Spirit. But I want to stress upon you today. This is where we're just going to jump straight into calling. Maybe you're a woman at work and there's a guy who's been flirting with you, or maybe you've been at the gym and there's a guy who's attracted to you, run away. Young man, I'm talking to you right now. Stay off the pornography of the internet. Close out of your apps. Close out of there. Put covenant eyes on your phone. Get far away. Do not fall into the sin of the Nicolaitans, of Balaam, of giving yourself over, giving your heart over to lust. Stay far away from it. I'm warning you now. God's word is telling you now. I'm not telling you this because I don't want you to have fun. No, there's a way of blessing. Right? What did it say before? Be satisfied in the wife of your youth. Right? There's a blessing in covenant marriage, but stay far away from the adulteress. Man, how many families, how many households, how many marriages would be saved if we would listen to the law of the Lord? There's a blessing in this commandment. We can't follow it perfectly. If any of us have ever lusted with our eyes, we've committed adultery in our heart. We need grace from the Lord. And yet, right, the third use of the law is that if we are in Christ Jesus, we are a new creation. And God has not let you be a slave to the law. Yes, you are going to battle against the flesh, but here it's saying, son, battle, fight. Daughter of the Most High King, fight for holiness. This is God's will for your life in Christ Jesus. Fight for holiness. Stay far away from the affair. Stay far away from adultery. Cling to what is good. Don't walk as one who walks in the darkness, but walk in the light. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the wisdom you give us in your word. Lord, we pray that we would bind your words upon our neck, that they would be as frontlets between our eyes. We pray that they would be etched upon our souls. We pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit, we might do these things. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I pray that if you have repenting to do and confession to do, you do it. But I pray that you do it in the Spirit of the Lord. I pray that you walk in holiness and that you love God's law. May it be your delight. May you rejoice today and all of his goodness towards you. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.